He and she. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden is meeting right now with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, who said after they sat down together in Indonesia the day before the summit of G20 nations,
the world expects that China and the United States will properly handle the relationship.
The global economy and global security both on the agenda at this short but important get-together. One major theme: competition without conflict.
The world expects, I believe, China and the United States to play key roles in addressing global challenges from climate changes to food insecurity.
President Xi said he's ready for a candid and in-depth exchange of views.
Well, that's Fox's Jonathan Savage. One potentially tense conversation could be about Taiwan. China did menacing military drills near the island nation it considers Chinese territory after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan in August to show U.S. support. In Ukraine, President Zelensky is visiting Kherson today, the city Russia took control of but has been liberated after a Russian retreat. Kherson has no power or running water and has food and medicine shortages.
Last week, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Milley said they believe Ukraine and Russia have each experienced 100,000 deaths or injuries. In Ukraine, that includes civilians.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There's a manhunt at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville after a shooting late last night left three people dead, two injured.
The University of Virginia is on lockdown at this hour. According to police, the suspect is still on the run. People on campus grounds are urged to shelter in place.
Fox's Jackie Bunyas. Classes have been canceled at UVA. The suspect's been identified as a former Virginia football player, Christopher Jones Jr. There are also no classes today at the University of Idaho after four students were found dead in a home near the campus. Police are investigating those deaths as homicides. The vote counting continues 6 days after the elections. 18 House races remain undecided. Republicans need to win six to take over as the majority. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We're back to that meeting going on right now between President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the tone of the message the president will send is key.
The United States is prepared for stiff competition with China, but does not seek conflict, does not seek confrontation, wants to make sure that we manage that competition responsibly.
Sullivan also stresses that even with that competition, the U.S. is looking to work with China wherever possible, and that the end goal of the meeting is to find some common ground.
Areas where the two countries and the two presidents and their teams can work cooperatively on substantive issues.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the horror Saturday at a Dallas air show, a mid-air collision that left six people dead.
They say they are in the beginning of a very long process in terms of their investigation. A single pilot P-63 King Cobra crashes into a B-17 bomber. You see the planes break apart, and then the B-17 explodes into a fireball when it hits the ground.
Fox's Nate Foy. On Wall Street, stock futures have been down, coming off big gains last week. The Dow rose more than 4%. The Nasdaq surged up a little over 8%. On Sunday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers beat the L.A. Chargers 22-16. Earlier, two games went to overtime.
On the fake, Rodgers floating, caught, touchdown, wants it again.
Christian Christian Watson's third touchdown catch tied it for the Packers on Fox, then Green Bay beat the Dallas Cowboys in OT 31-28, snapping a five-game losing streak. The Minnesota Vikings edged the Buffalo Bills 33-30 in OT. Miami beat Cleveland 39-17 to take over first place in the AFC East, and Tampa Bay beat Seattle 21-16, the first ever NFL game in Germany. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.